Chapter 57. When they finally had Cole's bed made up, the place looked like even more of a mess. Jesse asked if Cole wanted something to eat. "I've got stuff to make omelets," he said, "but that's about it. I've eaten a lot of eggs since I started at Daisy's. But if that's all you got, sure." Jesse stepped into the kitchen and waved for Cole to follow him in. "How is it working there?"
"Daisy's good to work for. She doesn't expect anything of me she won't do herself. Let's face it, she didn't have to let me stay at the restaurant. She didn't have to hire me at all."
"You guys get along?"
"Yeah,"
Cole said without hesitation.
"She is one of the only people I ever met who doesn't bullshit me."
Jesse laughed. "It's not in her. Gets her in trouble sometimes. People are screwed up like that. They'd rather get lied to."
"You always want to hear the truth?"
"No, I'm just tired of liars." "Everybody's a liar, one way or the other." Cole smirked.
"Even the Paradise chief of police?"
"Uh-huh, even him," Jesse said.
"What do you like in your omelet? I've got pancetta, jack, cheddar cheese."
"Pancetta?" "It's Italian bacon. It's not smoked like American bacon."
"Pretty fancy stuff for a cop."
"A woman I knew liked it in her omelets. I learned to like it."
"What happened to her?" Cole asked. "She dump you?"
"She was murdered." Cole looked gut-punched, and for the first time since they'd met, Jesse caught a glimpse of the wounded little boy beneath the veneer of rage and disdain.
"I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to."
"That's okay, Cole. I didn't want to lie to you."
"Still."
"Forget it," Jesse said, putting the omelet pan on the stove and throwing in some butter and olive oil. "I also have chorizo, onions, and peppers."
"Onions, jack cheese, and chorizo."
Jesse diced some onion and threw it in the pan. When the onions became translucent, he broke up the bright red sausage into crumbles and watched them brown.
"How long ago did it happen?" Cole asked.
"Not too long. We were engaged. Some days it feels like yesterday, others a million years ago." Cole apologized again. "No," Jesse said, pulling his cell phone out of his pocket. "It's really okay. This is Diana." He handed the phone to Cole. He stared at the photo for several seconds. "She was beautiful." "She was all of that. Smarter and braver than I'll ever be." Jesse broke three eggs into a mixing bowl, added a touch of cream, whipped them up, added salt and pepper. He poured the eggs over the onions and sausage. He flipped the omelet over, laid two pieces of jack cheese down the center, and folded the omelet into a half moon, sliding it onto a plate. "All I've got to drink is water or soda water."
"Water's fine, thanks. Aren't you going to eat?"
"No, I'm good. Let me ask you something. You getting any of the saviors of society eating at Daisy's?" His mouth full, Cole nodded. When he swallowed, he said,
"A few, yeah."
"How did Daisy react?"
"She told me their money was as good as anyone else's, and that as much as she hated what they stood for, she wasn't a hypocrite. She said that if she refused to serve them, it would give power to people who didn't want to serve people like her."
"How were they, the people you waited on?"
Cole shrugged. "They just seemed like people eating lunch or breakfast. They didn't try to recruit me or anything."
"That's the problem with evil," Jesse said.
"What is?"
"The people who practice it look like everybody else." Cole laughed. "My mom always said the devil wouldn't have horns, but that he'd look like the mailman."
"Smart woman."
Cole smiled, but then his old self returned.
"Thanks for the food," he said, picking up his plate and bringing it to the sink. "I'm going to bed."